welcome back. During the next hour, you're going to hear some extraordinary information, some extraordinary statements, and they are all true. So put on your thinking cap and open your ears. This has to do with a man, without question, one of the most brilliant and heroic medical geniuses of this or any century. He left this plane on November 15th, 2004, but his work is being carried forward by Bob and Connie Butts, and they are doing it heroically, honoring him every day in every way. But more than that, they're spreading his brilliance and his genius to as many people as they can, at no compensation to themselves, to try to help staunch the flood tide of disease and pain and suffering that is inundating American culture and cultures around the world as well. Welcome to the program. Let's first say hello to Bob. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes people argue about that, don't they? But I think I'm pretty well out here.
Yeah, it sounds like it to me, Bob. Okay. And Connie, are you there?
I am very much. I'm not right, really, to the right-hand side of my man. I'm to the left-hand side.
So you're his left hand?
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Well, you have a much nicer voice.
So. Well, thank you.
So never mind. All right, now, Connie, I don't know which one of you would like to address this, but let's do a short tribute to a man I had the unparalleled privilege of spending several hours with on the program, and one day I'll pull those tapes up and rerun them. But he lived a life that no Hollywood screenwriter would be able to top, let's put it that way, and survived a life.
You have that so well, Jeff. I wanted to say something first because, as you know, Bob is as Dr. B, is very hard to interrupt. So I wanted to mention that, number one, Dr. B was very much Bob's brother and very much my brother-in-law, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Chapeau, Dr. B's wife, is very much my sister, as well as Dr. B's very dedicated secretary for many years, Kirsten Swan. And I want to definitely bring her up because she is so committed to everything that Dr. B has been doing for many, many years. And what we have done with Dr. B is it's our commission, it's our dedication, it is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we love him dearly.
Well, he is loved by many. And if you click on Bob Butts' name, you'll go to Bob and Connie's. Well, you actually go to Dr. B's website. It's watercure.com, watercure.com. Now, the Butts website is watercure2, the numeral 2.com, so visit both of them. But you'll see there what we're talking about. And if you can't see, we're going to tell you about what we're talking about. And just very briefly, and I'll try to recap this from my mind's and when Dr. B was on, I had sat here almost slack-jawed listening to this man. When the Shah was toppled and the fundamentalists took over Iran, the slaughter of Iranians, no one knows the true number. I've forgotten what Dr. B told me. Didn't he suspect it was between 500,000 and a million people were slaughtered?
Just about that.
Way up there. He was somehow blessed and survived a long imprisonment where in every day he would hear people being executed, literally. Executed.
Well, they would take out sometimes 50 to 100 people. People never knew when it was going to be their turn.
That's right. And he lived through this. And as a physician, prisoners would come to him, and clearly they knew they were going to die, most of them. If they didn't, they suspected they might. They were suffering from all kinds of things. And one of the first things that people under great stress and pressure begin to suffer from is pain. And it usually manifests itself in the stomach. Ulcers, peptic ulcers, whatever. Gastrointestinal problems. Dr. B had no medical facilities. He had no medicines. He had no pharmaceuticals, nothing.
No, and actually, he did not. And you consider that as being in a situation of that circumstance. Dr. Backman Gelinch had to deal with was water, and it wasn't even the good sea salt that he knew later on that would help.
He would begin to treat people in the prison by having them drink water. Now, Bob, explain how that worked, and then we'll get into the sea salt later on, which is really essential to the whole process.
Well, he remembered from back when he was going to medical school that water would help with heartburn. And I guess it really never dawned on him to the extent in terms of ulcers and so on, mm-hmm. how quick the results would be achieved. His first patient was in real agony, and he started giving him a couple glasses of water, and I believe within a few minutes the pain was diminished. And he came back in about 10 minutes more, gave him a couple more glasses. At any rate, the man had severe pain for a number of days, but within less than a half an hour, he was literally pain-free. And the big thing about this whole thing, now you can imagine if you're faced being shot, right. And naturally a lot of these people were severely depressed. Well, the only thing he was concentrating on was the fact of their ulcers. But within a couple of days, these same people who were severely, not only the severely depressed, but with the ulcer problem, mm-hmm. the depression largely disappeared. They were laughing and joking, and yet nothing on the outside changed. And that's when he realized that the main cause of depression was severe dehydration. But he did focus on the ulcers, and he had 3,000 out of 3,000 cured, so that's not too bad.
Gee, amazing.
Can you imagine this? The judge that presided over his trial, he was finally given a trial after about almost 2 years.
I remember him telling me this, yeah, sure. He went to court, and this, talk about the hanging judge. I mean, this guy was basically sending everyone that came in front of him out to be executed.
He even had his own two sons shot for betraying the revolution.
Yep, yep.
Now, can you imagine, here's Dr. B, and he faces the judge, and he said, he never even addressed any of the charges. I believe there's 32 charges, each of which carried the death penalty. And he said, I just want you to know that you didn't send me here. God sent me here to make this discovery, and if I'm to be shot, then so be it. But it's very important that this information get out to the world. And he presented that to the court. All his research, everything he's done, all the material and all the patients that he treated.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge looked at it, and he said, well, this is in English. I can't read this. And he said, let us recess for about 2 weeks. And they reconvened, and the judge opened up with, you have indeed made a tremendous discovery. Now, you think about this. It took 2 weeks, mm-hmm. the people who wanted him dead, to mm-hmm. realize that mm-hmm. he truly had made a major discovery. And that's when, the judge said, you have made a tremendous discovery, and we wish you good luck in the future. So that's when he found out he wasn't going to be shot. They did sentence him to, I believe, 3.5 years,
mm-hmm.
and it turned out to be 27 months that he stayed there,
mm-hmm.
and he could have gotten out about 3-4 months earlier, but he said he wanted to stay and continue his research, and that really blew their mind.
Yeah, well, amazing story. As I said,
they would have given him back all his assets,
yeah.
because it was primarily people who were wealthy. Now, the Batman Gelages ran 4 hospitals, 2 of which were charity hospitals, so they weren't making any money on it. But at any rate, when Dr. B was finally released, there was no facilities in Iran. The libraries were destroyed. Everything was gone. So he realized if he were going to continue his research, he had to get out of the country.
Right.
And he and 2 friends, they escaped, I believe it was through Turkey, and came to the United States. And he has expected, when he presented his discovery here in the United States, that it would be rapidly embraced. And I think that people wanted him dead. It took him two weeks to determine that this was the truth.
Mm-hmm.
As Dr. B explained to me, he said, why they were able to accept it so easily is because there was no financial agenda.
Right.
And we found out, the more we got involved in this, it's not only this, it's anything. The more money made on a problem, the more impossible it is to get rid of the problem. And, of course, when Connie and I got involved in it, I remember telling Dr. B, this is only going to take about six months, because what happened... Dr. Batman Gelage was on a radio program with me, and he told a story, and this fell on the program, Sam Liguori, program director for WARD in Pittston. He had angina pains for 5 years every day, sometimes very severe, and he knew he was going to have a bypass operation. Well, Sam never even mentioned it on the air, but 2 weeks later, he told me, he says, I no longer have any angina pains. Within another 2 weeks, the hiatal hernia discomfort was gone. And it was one thing after another. And this was, I first met Dr. Batman-Gelly on the air in August of 94. By October of 94, we had seen so much that we committed 75% of our advertising budget from the automotive business to Dr. Batman-Gelly's discovery. We figured, what a shot we've got. Here we've got a well-known figure, Sam Liguori. Everybody knows him, and he's telling his story. Even a CBS affiliate, and you can see that story on our website, because they did a special. It was actually the biggest response production that they'd ever done. It was nominated for an Emmy.
Amazing. Stand by, Bob, and Connie will pause and come right back with the incredible story of Dr. B and his work, which is being carried forward and being made available to everyone. And all it is, folks, is water and sea salt. We'll get to that and more after this. When you go to watercure.com and also visit watercure2, that's the numeral 2.com, you'll see right at the top of Dr. B's homepage a number of chronic and common ailments: heartburn, arthritis, back pain, angina, however you want to pronounce it, migraines, autoimmune diseases, colitis, asthma, high blood pressure, diabetes, high blood cholesterol, pain. Each one is right there for you to open and read. Let me just read the heartburn one for you, since Bob and Connie have been sort of setting the stage for this. Heartburn is a signal of water shortage in the upper part of the gastrointestinal tract. It is a major thirst signal, heartburn, of the human body. The use of antacids or tablet medications in the treatment of this pain does not correct dehydration, and the body continues to suffer as a result of its water shortage. All too often, doctors fail to recognize heartburn as a sign of dehydration. In fact, they almost always fail to recognize it as such. And they treat it with antacids, acid blockers, and other potentially harmful medications. Over time, these drugs produce stomach inflammation, ulcers, hiatal hernias, and eventually cancers in the gastrointestinal tract, including the liver and pancreas. The truth is, chronic heartburn is a sign of water shortage in the upper part of the gastrointestinal tract. It is a major thirst signal of the human body. And taking antacids to treat this pain does nothing to correct the problem, and your body continues to suffer as a result of this water shortage. And the tragedy of all this is in not recognizing heartburn as being linked directly to dehydration and treating it with the typical over-the-counter medications. Produces inflammation of the esophagus, stomach, and duodenum, hiatal hernias, as I said, and localized ulcerations. It will ultimately cause cancer of the esophagus, as well as other cancers in the gastrointestinal tract, including the liver and pancreas. Okay, Connie, this is pretty strong medicine for people who are used to buying their medicine and consuming it. This is amazing. What this says is doctors really don't know, well, I won't go into that, but they don't know much.
They don't know much is right.
And
I'll tell you a story, Jeff, that will blow everyone's mind. And it's a neighbor of Bob's and mine,
mm-hmm.
who ended up with, now you have to understand that my friend was a Marine, very healthy, very fit, good looking, the epitome of what every woman would want to marry. You know, one of those guys. And his wife was truly also still, you know, my sister, my soul sister.
Okay.
And Bob and I found out one day that this person, Mike, had some problems in the esophagus.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have much time. Now, he went to Washington State and had some problems. It arrived, and actually they literally opened him up from his esophagus to his pubic hair. Said, oh my God, they sewed him up and I'm home to die. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we were alarmed at this when he came home, and Bob and I rushed to the hospital, sent him water. Of course, he never drank a lot of water, and carrot juice. You know, I was, you know, really juicing a lot of carrot juice, which we do all the time. And at this point, Mike and Nancy didn't know what to do because they were told, you know, this is it.
Well, and also when doctors tell someone they're going to die, they usually shut down and die. That's another psychological issue. All right, you don't treat people in the hospital. You go in and visit them, but I guess you went in and visited and said, hey, drink, drink, drink. Is that what you were doing?
He said, this is it.
Well, we told them, we know we can accomplish something with you because they're not chemotherapying you to death.
Ah, okay, you had a chance.
So, and I said, the only thing I'm asking you, when you see yourself getting well, they're going to naturally say, we want to give them chemotherapy.
Oh, sure.
And at any rate, within, I believe it was 2 months, all the cancer was gone from his esophagus. The only thing he had left was some in the lymph nodes. And
still in the hospital or home by this time?
He was home.
No, he was home.
He was home because he really had no hope.
How much water were you giving him a day?
Pardon?
How much water in a day was he drinking?
Well, we were trying to get him at least half.
We educated him, and he said, hey, I have no choice. I'm going to do the deal.
All right, what was the deal? How many glasses of water a day?
It is half your body weight in ounces. It's a quarter of a teaspoon of good, you know, mineral sea salt per water.
All right, per glass of water?
Yeah.
Per quart?
No, per quart.
Okay, all right, so I weigh 150 pounds. How much water a day?
You need 75 ounces, and you're going to need...
That's 2.5 quarts.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you're gonna
not a lot of water.
Yeah, right.
But the point is, America is drying up. Americans, I'll bet 90% of Americans are dehydrated.
You mentioned before about acid, people with heartburn. With anybody with heartburn, your body, if you checked it with a litmus paper, your body is highly acid.
That's a perfect set of circumstances for any number of catastrophes.
Now, anybody with cancer, you'll find that their body is highly acid. Just do it with a litmus paper because anybody knows when your body is highly acid, you're in a degenerative state.
Right.
And that's where Mike Buchanan was.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to mention, too, litmus, L-I-T-M-U-S paper,
mm-hmm.
is available through many, many places, and you can also get it at the
drugstore.
We give it away to our customers.
Yeah. Right, we give it away to our customers.
All right, hold on. This is an amazing story. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about how the doctors explained away this miraculous recovery. And we'll see how the story concludes. But go to watercure.com and look at all the things. Arthritis, back pain, angina, migraines, autoimmune diseases, colitis, asthma, high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol issues, pain. Did I just include about 75% of you? Probably in there somewhere. And it's all about water. We're going to talk about water and what that means. Now, again, 2-3 quarts of water a day, easily doable. Okay, hang on, and we'll be back. Hard to believe, isn't it, that most illness can be traced to, well, of course, consuming poison food is a killer, but dehydration is the catalyst that allows that poison to destroy the human body. Dehydration is at the root of most illness, virtually all body pain, and it's so easy to correct, it's ridiculous. We cannot go to the store and pick up a six-pack of cans of this or that, and cartons and half gallons of milk, and make it. It doesn't work. Okay, let's find out what happened to this young man who was literally riddled with cancer.
Well, actually, to make a very long story short, as Bob was saying, after 2 months, he was totally cured. After 6 months...
After two months, he still had some left in the lymph nodes.
Yeah, that's right. Just a pinch somewhere.
Right.
But the doctors talked him into taking chemo.
Wait. After 6 months, he went back to the doctors who said, go home and put your affairs in order. They're the ones who said, as Bob was going to say now...
Well, that was before they said that. He had no hope. Once he got in the water and salt, within a couple of months, the cancer disappeared from his esophagus. The doctors recognized this, and they talked him into going, "It's just, I need a little bit of chemo, and you're going to be fine."
Oh, he went for that.
Just as a precaution.
Yeah, yeah.
Go through some chemo.
Right.
I'm sorry, but we buried him.
They killed him.
They killed him. My dear, dear friend has been gone for a long time.
But the thing is, they really thought, they felt that this was the way to go. They've been convinced. I saw a fellow come in. I want to go back and mention one more thing. I started mentioning about this video. Now, this was done by the CBS affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
They were nominated for an Emmy. And you can see this on our website, thewatercures2.org.
Mm-hmm.
You will also hear another program. This is a major news special. All we have on it is the audio. That will blow your mind. Now, these were news specials. One was an hour. The other was an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Those alone will convince you.
You know, the bottom line is, what the heck do you have to lose, folks?
You have absolutely nothing to lose. But a little bit of time.
Yeah.
The two most life essential nutrients are water and salt.
Right. Well,
that's why Jesus Christ was called the living waters, and God called his followers the salt of the earth. It kind of gives you a hint.
Interesting. All right. So they killed him, and they killed, the medical profession kills more people than anything else in America every year. That's not a big secret anymore.
Well, in their defense, of course, medical schools are controlled by the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, we know, yes, we understand. Doctors aren't out to kill people, but what they're taught does kill them.
Everything tends to be a business, and we get wrapped up in a business, and we measure success in terms of a bottom line.
Okay, when someone is doing the water cure, watercure2.org or watercure.com.
Mm-hmm.
How much food do they eat? Should they mix the water with food? Should they try to drink the water between meals? What did Dr. B recommend?
Number one, you need to go to both of the websites to totally understand and start to read.
Right.
This is not a diet. We actually had someone quite a few months ago saying, okay, I've been on this diet for a long time. When can I eat? It's not a diet. It's a protocol, okay? It's all about water. Now, if you go to Dr. B's website, watercure.com, you're going to get the four major questions about dry mouth, about water is a simple substitute.
And that's what they're thinking is water is a simple substance that only dissolves and circulates different things.
Right. And then the human body can only regulate throughout the span of a person. Any fluid can replace. Ooh, that's the big one. Any fluid can replace. That's wrong. Your orange juice, your coffee, your tea, your beer, your alcoholic beverages cannot replace H2O. Water.
Why not? Why not? Why is it? Hold on now. Let's take orange juice.
And orange juice is fine.
Okay.
But orange juice is not water.
Okay.
There's no substitute for water, but orange juice is fine. Dr. B even tell you, take a 16 ounces of orange juice, put even a quarter to a half a teaspoon of salt if you want
an energy boost.
But it's high in potassium.
Okay.
Nothing substitutes for water. Of course, if you take caffeine or alcohol,
yeah,
that takes water out of your body.
Right.
That's the last thing that you want. You can't afford to lose your most life essential.
And people taking diuretics.
Right. So you're literally committing suicide. Now, we even had, if you go on our site, you'll see where I offered $50,000. And you'll see the newspaper story. It was a headline story.
Okay.
If we couldn't cure 100% of the children with asthma in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Okay, you put the challenge out there and offered a $50,000 reward if every child with asthma.
We had to cure every one of them.
And try this, okay, and just simply try Dr. B's water cure.
We never failed one time that we know of.
You still have the $50,000.
I'll have the $50,000. But you've got to see this. Don't take my word. And I tell any program and the host we're on. Don't believe this till you see it. One of the most spectacular things we've seen is 100% cure rate with pet arthritis. And this came about because of a doctor who told me he tells all his patients, no salt. And I told him, I said, I'm going to convince you one way or another that that is not true. I said, let me think about this. I said, animals, dogs, cats, they get cancer, they get arthritis, and the only thing they drink is water. And of course, he has a big smile on his face. He says, yes, so that proves that it can't work. I said, what it proves is that it must be the salt, the junk salt that's in pet food. I said, see if you can find a cat or a dog with terminal cancer or severe arthritis. Put some water in its food and put some in its water. And watch what happens within 3 days.
Okay, now you're talking about all salts are not created equal.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, junk salt.
Because table salt typically is 3 minerals. Good sea salt will have 50 to 84 minerals.
Okay, and without minerals, we can't synthesize and use vitamins. We know that. All right, now, you say give it in their food, give it to them as... Give me a little more detail on this. What are you talking about? Are you going to give it sea salt and water?
Dish, at least a quarter teaspoon, same as a person, same ratio.
Okay.
Mix it up. And
quarter
then sprinkle
teaspoon
a little bit on the food. You're talking about animals who are seriously ill.
Okay, quarter teaspoon. Now, we're talking about sea salt available from any good health food store.
Right. And make sure it's unprocessed, no additives.
Unprocessed. You know, the basic thing is to do, not make it a job. Make up a gallon of water with 1 teaspoon of sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
Shake it up every time you go to use it for you and to replenish your pet's water.
You should drink about half of that a day anyhow.
At any rate, 2 weeks later I get a call and he says, I've got a testimonial from Pete the dog. He said, I was at another doctor's home and his dog Pete had this big malignant tumor over his eye.
All right, hold on. We're going to pause. I'm going to come back and do the story without interrupting it. Quarter teaspoon of unprocessed sea salt in pure water, a couple quarts a day. Nothing to lose, friends. Price is right. But if you go in for the chemotherapy and all the rest of it, you're asking for big trouble. Okay, be right back with Bob and Connie Buck. About Dr. B's amazing water cure. Read it. And again, you've got nothing to lose. How many people out there listening right now have cancer and know someone who does? Will chemotherapy overpower the water cure? We'll get right back to your story in a minute, but will chemotherapy overpower Dr. B's water cure?
We see people get well with chemotherapy and doing the water cure.
Okay.
Makes it more difficult.
All right. All right. Go back to your story. Dog's got a big tumor.
And, they tried it. So they, Pete went on the program.
So I want to make sure we get this. All they're doing is adding water to the dog's food and making sure the water in the dog's bowl has a quarter teaspoon of salt approximately a day.
Right. And he said, so they gave the salt to Pete. Within 3 days, the tumor was half gone. Well, the dog.
3 days.
Pardon?
Three days.
His name is P.J. Marcelletti. He's a naturopathic doctor from Tannersville, P.A.
Where was his tumor?
It was over his eye.
All right.
And Dr. Marcelletti was so impressed, he said, I've had Crohn's disease for a number of years, and that's incurable.
And you should stop drinking milk for openers, but go ahead.
Well, within a few days, most of the symptoms are gone. We're gone.
Bacteria, of course.
Now, the thing with the dog, though, that really blew everybody's mind. People will listen more for their pet. Well, that triggered such a response.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're looking at it with a big ad that we had in the paper. You will see their story on our front page. Mm-hmm. And you'll see the pictures of these two doctors who were involved.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them have done, I don't know how many television spots. They didn't get a dime for it. They went and started to give this information to their patients and saw more and more incredible
mm-hmm.
stories.
Mm-hmm.
But a dog that can't even stand up today will walk tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
This is so spectacular.
True arthritis.
You've got to see it. Arthritis, the results are spectacular. We have not had 100% cure rate with cancer, but I would say maybe 60, 70%.
Well, look at that cat named Missy, who was cured of breast cancer. I'd never heard of cancer in a cat.
At any rate,
she went through breast cancer, had the operation, what did it cost them, $500 to go through this operation, and the pain through the cat. The cat ended up with cancer again, and then they decided to start the water cure. They did that. The cat is totally free of cancer. Hello?
We haven't had a lot of animals try it for cancer, so I don't know. We didn't get enough reports, but we've had so far 100% cure rate with pet arthritis. The president of the SPCA of Luzerne County, she was totally skeptical. And a friend of hers gave her a bag of salt to try, and within 2 days, her 15-year-old arthritic dog was running up and down the steps. Now, this gets pretty wild. Paul Harvey has done, I believe, about 3 or 4 stories. In fact, we're running them right now on stations here, the same station that this is on, WILK, in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
We're running these spots up that Paul Harvey did some time ago, and we're running them out either within his program or outside of on either end. So there's a lot of credible people who are doing this, but it's so hard to believe. You can't believe it until you see it. But the no-brainers, do the no-brainers. Asthma, allergies, chronic fatigue, depression. Now we say depression. I love depression because the turnabout is so fast, usually within a couple of days. But when a person is severely dehydrated, when you're short the most life-essential nutrient, water, and I'll look at brown grass. What could look worse than brown grass? You don't throw Prozac on the lawn. I mean, it turns around so fast. You've got to see it. Like Drew Bauman from Old Forge, he came into our store, and he looked like roadkill. I approached him and asked him about his health. He said, I have terminal cancer. I said, to me, it looked like you're a couple of quarts low. You probably don't drink any water. Probably drink a ton of caffeine or alcohol.
Yep.
Other than likely not much salt. He said,
yep.
Well, that's just about it, but I don't drink any caffeine or any alcohol.
Right.
And I said, well, but he says he's terminal. There's nothing can be done. His whole body tested positive with the gallium scan. He had an operation for one tumor, and 30 days later, 26 come back.
Mm-hmm.
His whole story's on our website. And at any rate, within less than 6 months, Geisinger Hospital here in northeastern Pennsylvania confirmed that the cancer was gone. Bob Van Leeuwenhoek here, MS. He had lost his vision in one eye, and he was having trouble walking. Now, these stories are on our website. There's phone numbers. There's email addresses where you can contact these people. There's one in particular, a high-profile guy here in northeastern Pennsylvania. He's an attorney, very well-known. Anybody contacts on email, we will give you his phone number. You can contact him. His doctor told him to call us on an auto parts store because he had MS and we could probably help him. Well, I said, you know what MS stands for? When he called, he says it stands for monumentally stupid. Now, I didn't say that till I knew what his problem was. He had lost 90% of his vision in one eye and having trouble going up and down steps.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I think within 2 months, you're going to be in great shape, probably a couple of weeks. Your vision should be back.
So again, he's doing, Connie, give us a daily regimen.
It is a half your body weight in ounces, which, you know,
ounces
if you weigh
of water.
Yeah, 8 ounces of water. If you weigh 200 pounds, you need basically 100 ounces of water. Don't freak out. That's about 3 quarts of water a day. That doesn't mean that you drink one for breakfast, one for lunch, and one for dinner.
You just nip away at it all day.
Drink it throughout the day.
Yeah.
Eliminate your coffee, your all caffeine, your alcohol, and just try to just hydrate your body. What happens when you throw a glass of water on a dried out plant? Runs right through. Does it not?
Right.
Well, you need to hydrate your body slowly, and it will.
So you get the Berkey water filter. You make yourself a quart of magnificently pure water each day.
Mm-hmm.
You put in there a quarter teaspoon of unprocessed sea salt. You shake it up each time you go to it, and you keep it in the fridge or wherever.
Okay.
And you just whack away at it.
Let's go back again. It's a gallon of water to a teaspoon of salt.
All right.
You're going for, you know,
quarter teaspoon
100 ounce
quart.
Water.
Quarter teaspoon a quart. All right.
Okay.
1 teaspoon.
Don't make it a job. Do a gallon of water, 1 teaspoon of salt.
Got it.
Shake it up. Also, use that for your pets as well. Shake it up and, you know, put it in their bowl.
All right. You guys are more than inspired by this whole thing.
I don't lose $600,000, $800,000 in the business to find this out. And we were depressed. We were really bummed out and with an intense hatred for the legal system that ripped us off. But I got up one morning, I said, it's over. We're going to make something come out of this so great, we're going to be glad it happened. But it has to be something we can't make a dime on, because all the money in the world couldn't compensate us for what we went through. And we went through a lot of hell. But I knew it. And we ended up getting involved with Dr. B as a result of a solicitation for a newsletter from Sam Beiser.
Mm-hmm.
Got Dr. B on the air, and that was the greatest break of my life, losing that money, because I gained a life. In fact, I've spent about $600,000 promoting Dr. B's work, and I'm just thrilled to have the opportunity, but never did I figure it was going to take 10 years, and we still haven't succeeded. But yet the Iranian government, talk about an oppressive government, but there was no financial agenda, recognized that it worked within 2 weeks. And there's really nothing to it. This is not mysterious. Drew Bauman, I told you about the guy with the 26 malignant tumors, and he was cured. But he also had diabetic neuropathy. He was told he needed both legs cut off.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before.
The water alone restored the circulation. And we've seen so many people with bad circulation get their circulation back. Not mysterious. Brown grass has terrible circulation.
Yeah, well, can you imagine what his blood looked like?
Oh, yeah.
Dark, ugly blood.
But can you think about it in terms of grass or a plant where the leaves fall off?
Right.
You don't have to amputate. Water the plant and it comes back. Your body has a rationing mechanism to keep the roots of the, just like the plant, alive.
Mm-hmm.
Extremities are going to be water deficient. But as soon as your body starts getting enough water, bingo. The same thing with people who are really obese. Well, you know, to lose 100 pounds isn't very difficult. Lose 10 pounds is tough. All the people we've seen, and you'll see the one in Dr. B's new book, one fellow lost 320 or 325 pounds from the water cure. Went from 525 down to 200. Not a miracle. But when you're dehydrated, you're really heavy, when your body creates the craving for food because you're not drinking any water, at least your body's getting some water from the food.
Spend a little bit more time on that. We've talked about it with Dr. Day many times. The body will overcome its thirst mechanism by urging you instead to eat food.
Right.
That's true. Because the older we get, our thirst mechanism is altered. We think that we're hungry, we're actually thirsty.
That's from years of being dehydrated.
Right.
But it does not take long. Don't make a job. I tell people, don't go on a diet. What happens, as soon as they start seeing what happens, you start drinking a lot of water.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they've got energy, and it's easy not to eat when you're not hungry.
Oh, yeah, of course. The body's not demanding you eat because it's all of a sudden functioning properly.
Oh, like Lorraine Day, she's fantastic with her raw food diet.
Yeah.
I recommend it to everybody, but I don't tell them right off because it's hard.
Sure.
But once you get inspired, you say, oh, my God, well, let's try it. Lorraine Day, she's just one heck of a sharp lady.
Mm-hmm.
And you follow what she's saying, you're going to be right on. And that the women are so sensitive, and they get beat up. They beat themselves up so bad.
We are not.
Beat themselves up so bad because they're overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily dehydrated. Every woman, it's everybody who's really heavy, I've never seen one who wasn't extremely dehydrated. Check your, use that litmus paper. Love the litmus paper.
Yeah, if you're acid, you're dehydrated. Very simple.
And when you're in an acid condition, your body is degenerating. That's how all degenerative diseases are. You have a high acid condition.
Mm-hmm.
For your body to regenerate, you've got to be slightly alkaline. I mean, we're not talking rocket science. This is not anything mysterious.
No.
I always say, if we ever had a health insurance for cars like we do for people, it'd be don't change the oil, change the engine. And we expect everybody to be responsible. All business is the same. I've been in the automotive business
right.
for 37 years. I know the way business people think.
Right.
It's focused on making money because that's how we've been taught to measure
right.
excellence.
Okay, we got to wrap it up. Connie, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much.
We'll do it again. And Bob, thank you both for carrying on the magnificent contribution on the work of Dr. B. Thank you.
By the way, www.watercure2.com, www.watercure2.org.
Got it.
James.
Okay.
Right.
You're covered. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bye-bye. Jeff.
Okay, good night.